fall back on your experience at Washington as you kind of tackle the situation the team's going through here?
I think that I'm, you know, very fortunate to have gone through something similar to this. Wasn't easy then. It isn't easy now. But you learn a lot about your teammates. You learn a lot about yourself. And I think that it makes you stronger.
I know that when they drafted you, they talked about a quarterback who could handle things when times were tough, because that would separate you from some other guys who haven't been able to make it.
Yeah, I think that you hear people say it all the time that it's easy to be happy-go-lucky, everything's going well when things are going good. It's easy. Anybody can do that. I think people's true character gets tested when your back's against the wall and you got people criticizing you and doubting what you guys are doing. So I think that the best part about that is it allows you to really come together as a group, as a unit, and gives you something to rally around. And as bad as it may seem, it can be really good in the locker room. It can be really good for a young group of guys that's all you have to count on is the guys in that locker room. And, sometimes you don't see that right away, but that's something that you can build and becomes really useful down the road.
Can you make a case, even though the record obviously is not as good as last year's, is there any way to make a case that this team has improved in any ways offensively from last year?
I think that we've really fought. I think that it hasn't always been clean. There's some things that we can clean up. But guys are going out and competing really hard every week. And, we're a few mental mistakes on a lot of plays from being really, really successful. And it's frustrating because you know how close you are. But at the same time, it's things that you can't continue to do, and we got to find a way to fix it. And that's our goal right now.
I guess if fans are saying, what are the Titans doing offensively to make us believe they're going in the right direction?
We're going to go out and give everything we have to put as many points on the board as we can and put our team in a position to win. And the guys on the other side of the ball get paid too, so it's not always going to work out the way you want it to. But you got to keep pushing, keep grinding, and all that work will come to fruition at some point.
Jake, does the fact that you guys had Christmas, does that help sort of wipe away, wash away a little bit of what happened on Sunday and bring you fresh to today?
I'm a big believer in good or bad, and no matter what happens, Monday you're not able to do anything about it. Whether you won big, you lost big, you can't go back and change anything about that day. So there's no point in dwelling on it or cherishing it, really, in my opinion, because you're not going to get better for it. All you can do is focus on what you have in front of you. And if we'd have gone out and won the game in that fashion, I don't think it would have been good for us to live in that moment on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, because it would have been time to move on and focus on a new opponent.
And how important, I guess, to finish with a win and have good feelings going out the door, I guess not only for yourself, but maybe as the team as well?
Yeah, I think, we've sat here and told you for 3 or 4 weeks now that we want to, have some momentum and go out into the offseason on a high note, and I think that's the goal this Sunday.
And to avoid that 0-6 mark in the AFC South, I would imagine there's some motivation.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that every team takes pride in their own division, being able to be successful in it. Obviously, one win isn't going to make us successful in our conference, but it does give you a good springboard going in the offseason.
Pro Bowl voting comes out tonight. Do you think CJ deserves a spot?
Yeah, CJ's played great. He's had a great year, and I think that's a reflection of the guys up front, the receivers blocking downfield, and then CJ making things happen when he gets open space. As you guys know, he's as good as anybody at that. So he's had a great year and come up big for us in a lot of games, and I think he's definitely a guy that deserves a nod.
Does it help you to face an opponent you just played not too terribly long ago again, that for once there's a little bit of familiarity in your preparation?
Yeah. You have an idea of who they are, personnel-wise and scheme-wise a little bit, and you can really focus in on some of the finer details of what they're doing and try and prepare yourself that much more.
But on the other side, you don't, the offensive line, new guys all the time, how hard is it to go into a game and get a snap and not be quite sure where the chemistry is?
Yeah, I can't worry about that. That's not, that kind of apprehension is what will allow you to definitely get beat. You got to go in with confidence, no matter who you're lining up with. I believe in all other 10 guys in that huddle, no matter who they are. They come in here and they work day in and day out. They prepare the right way. I know that. I'm in the locker room with them. I'm in meetings with them, and I trust those guys, and I'm proud to play with them.
You expecting Kendall back Sunday, and how much that helped to get him back out there?
He did some stuff today, and I think that he's progressing nicely. We'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the week. And as you guys know, he's a playmaker for us, and he's come up big in a lot of situations this year, and it's always nice to have him out there.
Are you worried at all that Munch could lose his job, and could that hinder your development next year if he's not here?
Again, that's something that us as players, I think him as a coach, you can't be worried about that. You got to go out and do your job, do your best of your ability, and let those things take care of itself. You spend time worrying about that, you take your focus off of what it should be on.
How do you, I guess, rate your own performance, I guess, during the first 10 starts of your career?
Not how I would have wished they would have gone, but like I told you earlier, I think there's a lot of positives that can be taken from it, a lot of things that you can learn from and grow from and make you better going forward.
Did you know you had as much to learn as you've learned along the way?
Yeah. You know, it's a there's a reason that very few people are able to play the sport at this level. And it's not by chance. The guys are talented. And it's a something you got to put a lot of effort in to be successful.
And from a confidence standpoint, I know you said before you had been shaken by maybe not having success.
No. I think that you see when you come in on Monday and watch the film, you see how close you are. And that instills confidence that, hey, you know, we just got to clean up a few things, and these discussions are a lot different.
I think 6 of the 12 playoff quarterbacks right now are first or second year guys. Does the fact that they've had so much success so quickly, does that frustrate you that you're not quite getting there like they are?
I've told you guys before, I'm not going to compare myself to other guys in the league. Everybody's a different player in a different situation, and they've done great for themselves. I'm happy for them. I wish them the best of luck, and I just continue to work on what I can.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jake.
Appreciate it.